It's 10 years since the last Soviet troops pulled out of Afghanistan. 1 million Afghanis died in the conflict, almost 15,000 Soviet soldiers. The war left other lasting scars too. Afghanistan is still a very troubled country, and the lies and deception which surrounded the Soviet Union's participation in it contributed to the country's collapse in 1991. Our Russian affairs analyst Stephen Diel looks back at what many consider was a great mistake made by the Soviet leadership.
When 80,000 Soviet troops entered Afghanistan in December 1979, the press was silent. Then it became an occasion to extol the glories of the mighty Soviet army. But for those who hadn't been to Afghanistan, such heroic tunes hid the ghastly reality of a bloody war. One nurse's account was published in a book called Zinky Boys, a title referring to the sealed zinc coffins in which the dead were returned to the Soviet Union.
A pile grew up behind the hospital, a pile of amputated arms, legs and other bits of our men, dead bodies with gouged out eyes, and stars carved into the skin of their backs and stomachs by the Mujahideen. Gradually we began to ask ourselves what we were all here for. Such questions were unpopular with the authorities, of course. There were no slippers or pyjamas, but plenty of banners and posters with political slogans, all brought from back home. Behind the slogans were our boys' skinny, miserable faces.
As part of the truth began to filter back to the Soviet Union, the government began to make provisions for Afghan veterans, Afghansi, to receive social benefits such as health care and flats. But the Afghansi were not the first in Russian history to find that the country is so big that the gulf between the theory of decisions taken at the highest level and the practice of how they are carried out on the ground can be vast. Yevgeny Khrushchev was an army officer who served in Afghanistan. He still remembers the reaction many Afghansi found on their return.
Knee-jerk reaction was, hey guys, we didn't send you there. This is what they used as an excuse to block all our efforts to resolve all types of problems that came up back from Afghanistan. Psychological, medical problems, disability problems, housing, these sort of things.
But there was a positive reaction too. When it became clear to many veterans that no one was going to help them despite the lofty promises of the government, they took matters into their own hands. Yevgeny Khrushchev.
What helped us a great deal was our understanding that only us can help ourselves in a new political and business environment. So our guys, when they started to consider all the situation in Russia like a political and economic guerrilla warfare, and most of them handle it very successfully. Just to name a few generals, Rutskoy, Lebedev, ex-minister Gorbachev, and the most prominent among Afghan veterans, generals, General Bardyuzha, who right now is in charge of the Russian president administration.
But the Afghan war had wider repercussions too, both for the Soviet army and for the Soviet Union itself. Charles Dick is head of the Conflict Studies Research Centre at the British Army's Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst. He's watched the Russian army fall into disarray in the last few years. And one of the reasons is that it didn't learn the lessons of the Afghan war.
As far as the army as a whole is concerned, I think they're really much more interested in drawing a veil over the thing than trying to learn real lessons from it. Afghanistan is the sort of experience that the Russian army would like to forget.
And Yevgeny Khrushchev believes that even 10 years after the Soviet Union extricated itself from the Afghan war, the full effects that it had on society have not yet been appreciated.
Most people, even most political analysts, don't understand the ramifications of Afghan warfare to the consciousness of the Russian people under the communist regime. First time people realized that they were doing something which they were utterly disagreed, and they decided to speak out loud.
By the time the Soviet army withdrew from Afghanistan, gone were the days of pretending that all was well with Soviet society and the heroic Soviet army. And less than 3 years later, the USSR would be gone too.
Stephen Diel reporting there.